Right. Great. Disability Services Division, item number 10.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into 2014 Disabilities Services Division Purchase of Service Contracts for the Disability Resource Center, Children's Programs, and Adults with Disabilities. This item is also referred to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit.
All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. Ms. Lyde will give a brief overview of the report, but before she goes into that, I just wanted to provide you with a framework in which we are providing these recommendations to you. So we let the RFP in July 15th, and then from July 15th through September 3rd, we had an opportunity to meet with the interested parties to go over questions, provide some technical assistance. Again, the proposals were due on September 3rd. From there, we had an RFP manager review the proposals to make sure that they met all the requirements of the RFP. Then we convened a panel of community experts that consisted of minority representation, consumers, community reps, and content experts. And they had very specific criteria that they were evaluating the proposals on. And that consisted of administrative ability and timeliness, budget justification, we're looking for efficiencies and leverage, cultural diversity and cultural competence, previous experience, outcome experience, service delivery, and also a staffing plan. From there, division administrators could convene another meeting, oral presentation. And then the division administrators may or may not recommend the highest scoring proposals because they could look at other factors. For example, continuity of care, past performance, problem solving, responsiveness to issues, prior program outcomes, performance reviews, and provider audits. So that's kind of the framework that we use in which we are coming forth with these recommendations. And this is for all divisions within the Department of Health and Human Services. So with that said, I'll ask Ms. Lyde to give an overview of the report.
Okay. Good morning. These recommendations are coming from the Disability Services Division, and the first area is our Birth to Three Early Intervention Program. And I'd just like to note that in that area, we are recommending six-month contracts to those agencies. I think I had indicated at a previous meeting that we have undergone a pretty significant program and fiscal review in that area where we were attempting to make sure that everybody was reporting to us in the same way so that we were comparing apples to apples in terms of the unit of service, the type of additional revenue they receive, what kind of fundraising they do, how that information was being calculated into our budgets. And we also did a pretty extensive program review where we looked at parent and surveys. We looked at federal indicators so that we could be sure that we were not only getting the best quality of service, but we were also getting the best rate. And that fiscal overview went into effect actually early this year. We had thought it would go into effect in January of 2013, but it really took us the first quarter to make sure that everybody got on the same page with how they were reporting that data so we could have some consistency. So at the time of this report, we really only had data from about March of 2013 to October, and we did not have a whole year to really look at those agencies and look at how we were going to allocate dollars. We also had an unfortunate thing happen. One of our Birth to Three agencies, which is Next Door Foundation, decided that they were no longer going to provide Birth to Three services, and they actually withdrew that contract in late September. It was after we had had our RFP process. So we worked with a couple of our Birth to Three agencies to pick up that volume in September, early October, and they really took some of the service coordination, as well as Next Door Foundation had focused on a number of our Hmong families. And I'm just really grateful for the partnership that those agencies, Milwaukee Center for Independence and Curative, kind of stepped right in. But because
which one?
And
Milwaukee Center for Independence mm-hmm. and Curative.
Yep.
But because we really only had about 9 months worth of data at the time that we wrote this report, and we are going to RFP Next Door Foundation's portion of the service, and we wanted to have data through the year, through the balance of this year, we are recommending 6-month contracts to those agencies, and we are recommending to come back in January and allocate the other 6 months once we have a full year's worth of data. And then we will also then be able to see how many dollars Next Door Foundation did not spend in 2013, so we can redistribute that to those agencies who picked up that volume. The 6-month allocation really gives those agencies some indication of the revenues that they will have for the first part of the year, and then our plan is to allocate those dollars and also come back with a recommendation for the volume of service that Next Door Foundation was providing through an RFP process that we hope will go out by the end of this year. So that is part of the reason why you see the 6-month contracts there. And I'd just like to reiterate that I think Birth to Three is one of those services you don't hear a lot about, but it is very essential for the development of infants and toddlers from age 3 so that they can reach their maximum potential in transitioning into the school system. And these agencies have worked with us over the years. They have consistently done their own independent fundraising. They have United Way dollars, other foundation dollars, and they have consistently exceeded the units of service that we allocate to them, and they have been great partners with Milwaukee County. So I do want to reiterate that. And the other programs that you will see, we have a work services recommendation. Work services continues to be, I think, an area that we're going to see more expanded focus on. We see a lot of young adults transitioning from high school, particularly special education. Parents really want their sons or daughters to look and explore work opportunities. So we're continuing to find ways that we can assist them either to pursue Division of Vocational Rehabilitation or to get job coaches so that they can look and see what it's like to, you know, start working to prepare themselves as they transition and become young adults. Respite services. Respite is a great service that we provided to families and adults and children with disabilities with United Cerebral Palsy for years. It continues to support families who need some kind of break or respite. They can get 2 hours, 3 hours. It's a program that we have consistently seen a waiting list, but it's one that we view as very valuable to a number of families who have kids with disabilities as well as adults themselves. And the last area is advocacy. We have worked in this area for a number of years. We're actually able to leverage dollars with this contract, with dollars that we use in our resource center to draw down on Medicaid funding. And it really helps those families, a variety of families, who are not necessarily in family care but have some supportive needs and have individual adults with intellectual disabilities that need some kind of intervention and supports in terms of navigating the system. And they have been a valuable partner as well. And then there are some dollars for our Disability Resource Center that assist us with options counseling, assist us with some employment initiatives. They've also been assisting us with expertise with some staff who have helped with relocation efforts. And they've been a good partner of ours with many of the access and resource center issues over the years. And these are our contracts that are $100,000 and over through the Disability Services Division. Any questions?
Supervisor Stemper and then Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Jerry and Director, I thought we were going to separate or add the 6-month portion of the resolution. So the agencies that are getting 6 months are clarified versus the agencies that are getting year contracts.
And we did submit that correction on the resolution.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know if it's here, but we submitted that. We did make that change.
Okay, it's not in here. Do you want to? I don't know where we need, what we need to do, but that's
well,
important.
Well, it was suggested that the resolution identify 6-month contracts, and I know that Judy had that and submitted it. Do you have that, Jody?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, it is in Legistar. It was submitted late after your packets went out.
Right.
Okay, so what do we need to do? We approve that one, and not this one? I'd like to approve that one, not this one.
Madam Chair, Supervisors, yes, the revised resolution would be what is in front of you to vote
on. Okay. All right, so you guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, I'd like to move approval of the revised resolution that's in Legislature.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you very much for your report. Make sure you tell the organization that you are working with. Thank you. That they are working with some of our most vulnerable population. And I'm glad that you got to be vital before my concerns about 6 months to make sure everybody understands that everything's on board.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to be very with one to get a new contract.
Okay. Okay. I do have a motion for approval. Is there any further comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishan.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.
Item number